chance to be around a bunch of nerds who really like synth-based music in whatever form, like from experimental to like the dance or the hip-hop.
Experience it on like all senses. You see, you hear, you feel.
Hi, I'm Shayla Tu, and you're listening to Two for Two, a 2-minute weekly discovery into the lesser known gems around town. I'm here at the tail end of Moogfest. After 4 days and nights of workshops and electronic music performances in Durham, North Carolina.
You ready to play with some synthesizers?
Yeah. Place?
I think so. Bay 7.
The Modular Marketplace is a bazaar of fancy music tech tools like synthesizers.
Some of these things look like a piano made love to a computer.
Joshua is with Earthquake Devices. He came in from Akron, Ohio. I can tell. He loves Moogfest.
For me, it is a celebration of technology, inclusion, art, and music. The convergence of those things represents some of the greatest parts of society.
Rodney Finch is a DJ who goes by the moniker Oak City Slums. He knows most of the exhibitors here and is very excited about the rare hands-on opportunity.
And people, the public, this is free. Anybody can walk into the Modular Market and just start touching things that people spent hours and hours and hours of time making.
You can hear synth sounds in the work of Herbie Hancock, Stevie Wonder, and Parliament Funkadelic.
Particularly Moog music has a history in North Carolina. You get to like see a piece of North Carolina like that's like changing the world.
Sarah, DJ Fifi Hi-Fi, is a vinyl DJ that grew up in the 90s around rave culture.
You can touch these synths and like immediately affect change and wavelength. And there's a really cool thing about human brains that when we're all listening to the same rhythm, our rhythms get into sync with each other.
By night, conferees enjoy electronic and experimental music performances that integrate video, sound, and tangible bass vibrations. By day, Moogfest is a conference of electronic music pioneers and enthusiasts. My friend Laura, DJ Queen Please, spoke on the panel.
The panel was called Electronic Music and Feminism in the Wake of Me Too. I love Moogfest because it's a very nerdy festival. I quite frequently go to Moogfest not knowing a lot of the artists that have been booked, and inevitably I'm blown away. So it's a very well-curated festival.
I'm Shayla Tu. Join me right here on the Hill next Friday for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best-kept secrets in our area. Do you dig Two for Two? Visit chapelboro.com for past adventures, photos, and the director's cut. Until the next two.